218. Can you still hear me? Go ahead.
Roger that. You on Mount Clemens now?
Over. Went over to Mount Clemens one,
after that.
It was working for a little while. I guess it's screwed up again there, Roger.
Maybe. Mount Clemens was breaking up in the past. I don't know if they fixed it up or what's going on over here.
And now it's back doing its thing again there, Roger.
Yes, sirree, Bob. I hear it breaking up. I heard water froze in it. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. Go ahead.
I'm up here right now looking at the machine as we speak, and I don't think we're having that problem, that problem right now. So the noise we're hearing is coming from Detroit. I'm on the 675 right now, but I'm literally standing right in front of it, so I better be sounding good.
Copy that, Sean. Okay, Eddie, sounding real good.
Yeah, you can hear it really good over here too, nice and clean and everything. I guess I'm gonna hang out on this one then instead of Detroit to Roger.
Yo, whereabouts are you at? How far away?
I'm over here in Warren. On a handheld inside of a house there, go ahead.
Okay, if it was acting up, you'd be broken up. You got a little bit of bacon fry way in the distance, but you're fine, you're solid. I'm not hearing the problem. So still gotta get up there. I don't wanna go out on the roof. I'm not that brave. It's too cold today. But I think the problem's better. I'll know better when I get home. You know, here I'm too close. I couldn't tell. The thing could be completely broken and deaf, and I'd still probably sound rock solid.
Yeah, you're rock solid. I got full signal on you and rock solid. But I don't know. I get out on the Mount Clemens repeater, and I had people telling me it's breaking up and all this other stuff, and they said there's something wrong with the repeater, it's not me, da-da-da-da-da. So I go back over to Detroit, and everything is working, and now Detroit's not working, you know, but, yeah, you sound great, though, there, go ahead.